on the rock in the sun. The little kangaroo was woken by Sunny's whistling. She sat up and looked around, wondering what this new sound could be. But unlike the noise of the gun, it didn't frighten her. She was merely curious. Then Sunny appeared from out of the bushes. He stopped and looked at the baby kangaroo, surprised to see such a little one there alone. Kangaroo didn't know what to do. She was quite nervous, as she'd never seen a human before. Sunny moved very quietly and slowly towards her and stroked her and spoke to her in a soft voice. And he was so gentle that she completely forgot about her nervousness and nuzzled Sunny's hand. Sunny, knowing that baby kangaroos always stay by their mothers, realized that this one didn't have a mother, that something must have happened to her. He decided to take her home with him, and he picked her up and put her inside his shirt. The little kangaroo liked that. It was almost like being inside her mother's pouch again. Sunny arrived home at Ranger headquarters, and after feeding her milk from a bottle, which she drank to the last drop, he made up a warm bed for her on the veranda and sat by her as she slept again. He asked if he could keep the kangaroo as a pet, but it was agreed that she should remain with the family at Waratah Park only whilst she was a baby. As soon as she was old enough to care for herself in the bush, she must leave to live with the other animals as nature intended. Sunny looked after her just like a mother. He fed her milk from a bottle every day, brushed her fur and kept her clean, and everywhere he went, he carried her. Sometimes she'd hop along beside him, but as she was still very young, she would get tired. Sunny would carry her the rest of the way under his shirt. After a while, Sunny decided that she should have a name. Everybody at Waratah Park had been calling her Hoppy and Roo and sometimes Spring, but he wanted her to have a real name, one to which she'd answer. One day, as he sat thinking of names and watching her jump around, he suddenly thought of Skippy. He said it aloud, and the little kangaroo leapt up to him just as though she liked the name too. And so she was called Skippy from that day.